BBC News with Julie Candler. US scientists say they believe the coronavirus has been present in Washington state for weeks. That means up to 1,500 people in the region could be infected. The disease has continued to spread in Europe, Central Asia and the Middle East. The Czech Republic has recorded its first three cases. An Australian investigation has found evidence that at least 80,000 Chinese Uyghurs have been sent to work in factories, including some that make global brands. The report said this was part of what China calls the re-education of Muslim Uyghurs. An extraordinary EU meeting has been called at the request of Greece after Turkey relaxed restrictions and allowed migrants to move towards the border. Many have crossed to the Aegean Islands. Greece says the migrants are from Pakistan, Afghanistan and Somalia, not Syria. Turkey has shot down two government warplanes over the Syrian province of Idlib. The Syrians say they've downed three Turkish drones. An anti-government protester has been killed during clashes with the police in Baghdad. Earlier, Parliament adjourned after again failing to approve the cabinet proposed by the Prime Minister-designate, Mohammad Alawi. Police in Kazakhstan have made several arrests in the capital, Nur-Sultan, following protests over the death in police custody of an opposition activist. 43-year-old Dulat Agadil was found dead in a jail cell one day after he was arrested. Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson has said he has full confidence in Priti Patel, who he's described as a fantastic Home Secretary. Her top civil servant resigned yesterday, alleged she had bullied and belittled staff. The Swiss government has filed a criminal complaint over the CIA's alleged use of a major cryptography company as a front to spy on countries. It refers to revelations that Swiss firm Crypto AG was owned by the CIA. BBC News.